4, CBA Mobile.
David, KN4, TFW.
Afternoon, and how are you doing today?
Well, almost home, and I had to take a slight detour. There was a big wreck on 85, imagine that. Then it was pouring down rain up in Spartanburg.
Light drizzle here in Taylor's, but it doesn't look like, unless it gets worse, it don't look like it's going to amount to much. I just hope it's not raining on the courts, because that's where I'm headed.
It'd be humid. Man, it was coming down. It was putting it down up there in Spartanburg.
The courts are south of me, so they're just south of 385, so, just beyond Haywood Mall, so that area, so, I'm just... I'm hoping they got bypass. I hadn't gotten it. I called them a little while ago, and they said they hadn't gotten any rain. And then, they usually will send out an email.
Keep you informed, and they'll let you come down there for nothing. And then, so hopefully you'll miss it. You'll be able to get in a round or two.
If it does rain down, rain there, they'll still have the clinic, and I can do that. And it'll be inside the bubble, so, I've got a doubles match, at 6 o'clock if it doesn't rain.
What period, what you're saying?
Say that. Well, I think I found a problem with my, HF antenna, It's a Carolina Windham, and it's offset. What do they call it? Offset fed. So anyway, the shorter part of the antenna itself came loose from the balun up at the top. And that's why I wasn't able to tune 40 and 80 meters. It makes a lot more sense now. I could tune the other bands, but 40 and 80, I couldn't tune at all.
In a while, I didn't know you were having an issue with it, but I'm glad you figured out what it was, and now you'll be back on air and ready to go.
I think it got hit by lightning, but I don't know that the balun up at the top there doesn't seem to be hurt. I haven't checked it with Bill said I needed to check it with a ohm meter and some resistance, with a resistor, and I don't have a resistor, so I'm not sure how I'm going to do that, but I may just wind up buying a new one, I don't know, but anyway, and then I'll have to have somebody shoot it back up in the trees for me. I've got plenty of rope and all that to pull it up once we get the fishing line shot up in the trees.
Keep in mind with a fishing pole, using it like a slingshot. Eventually, I finally got it.
Well, N4IQ has the best one I've seen. It has a actually like a trigger on it, and it makes it real accurate, And so, you know, hopefully maybe I could talk him into coming back over and, you know, fixing that, putting that section back up when I'm ready.
I'll have to find somebody to come over and help you out.
Right in where you are right now?
Right now I'm in Greer, almost to 290, and it's clear and doesn't look like it's been raining at all.
Road, I'm passing by the entrance to Bonding Woods, so still getting this a slight drizzle.
About 12 noon up there in Spartanburg, a pretty good one.
We watched the news at 4, and they showed the radar, and you could tell that Spartanburg was getting hit pretty good. But, anyway, we'll just have to see when I get there what's going on. But either way, I'll get the play, so I won't be disappointed.
Size in and you get your clinic in, and then hopefully we won't get rained on. Maybe it'll be slacking off.
Problem with clay courts, though, it only has to rain for about 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, a good steady rain, and they're done.
Have to just let it dry, or you gotta like sweep it off and do something to it?
Giant towels that they, you know, if it's not bad, real bad, they can throw them on the puddles and you know, help dry it up. And I've seen them do that to get a cord open. But most of the time, you know, you just have to wait.
I can turn in the subdivision, so I'll say 7-3s, and I hope the rest of your evening goes awesome, and you win your doubles match, and you don't get rained on until I catch you another time. KN4TFW.
And we'll talk to you later. KN4TFW, KP4CPA, mobile.